This week, I went out with my birding friend, Mike Hendrickson, to see what birds were about at Park Point. We were both hoping for interesting gulls and shorebirds, but other than a loon, some common mergansers, and a good-sized flock of ring-billed gulls, we didn't get much in the water bird department. But lots of warblers were passing through town. I'd heard some seeping calls early that same morning as birds were descending from the sky after a night's journey. It always seems a beautiful mystery how such tiny birds can travel so far in the dark using celestial navigation. When I got to work in downtown Duluth, one of my friends took me to the tiny carcasses of an American redstart and a Tennessee warbler on a sidewalk on First Avenue East. The birds had crashed into windows of a fairly short building, only 4 stories high, probably as they were coming down for a landing that morning. These poor things coming from forests hundreds of miles north of here may never in their lives have encountered a building until that final moment. But most of the birds passing through do so without dying, and Park Point was pretty much teeming with them. Lots of redstarts, yellowrumps, and palm warblers, and plenty of other birds, solitary and red-eyed vireos, Swainson's thrush, and here and there a Tennessee warbler. I had a possible blue-winged warbler. Mike was sidetracked by a dragonfly, and the bird flew off before I saw it in its entirety, though I did get a better look than, say, what they got in last year's video of an ivory-billed woodpecker. It's a quiet time of year, but some of the birds were calling. Loudest was a belted kingfisher that whipped by at top speed. Yellow-rumped and palm warblers made plenty of chips. I recognize them by their tisking quality. Yellow-rumps sound like annoyed math teachers, while palm warblers sound like annoyed music teachers. It's a subtle difference, but maybe because I once taught both math and music, I can distinguish them fairly easily. Mike and I both heard an odd, quiet sound, almost gnat-catcher-like. It was a baby red-eyed vireo sitting not so very patiently, reminding its parents that it wanted food. As we watched, one of the parents flew up to it and gave it a mouthful of bugs. A distant cedar waxwing was also making its sibilant whisper call like a mouse snoring. I couldn't help but think as I watched these tiny migrants that many of them are headed down to the Gulf right now. If passing through Duluth is dangerous, I don't even want to imagine what it's going to be like trying to negotiate all the toxins they'll be dealing with in a few days. But many of them will make it. They simply have to. Production of For the Birds is made possible by support from KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.